Carol yes. Brewer, who is our guest tonight. She is a concert artist. She's a women's event speaker. She's a writer, and she is a teacher who touches people with the good news, the gospel. And she has an awesome, awesome voice. And I can tell just from listening to her sing, I haven't met her in person, but she's got a very warm personality. I can tell that God is moving through her just in an awesome, awesome way. And I hear that she's got a very, just a really powerful testimony that really reflects the love of the Lord, the power of His Word working in her life. So I'm really anxious to talk to Carol tonight. Hi, Carol.
Oh, hi. It's wonderful to be with you. And I'm speaking to you all the way from California.
Woo-hoo.
So for all your listeners, it's still sunny out here.
Yeah. It's like 5 o'clock out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that is so strange. It's so dark here right now.
Yes, it is.
Dark
and chilly.
You know, but light
well,
is always shining
here.
Somewhere.
All the flowers know it, and the birds know it. Everybody knows it. So we're having a great spring day here.
Yay.
Oh,
yay.
That's awesome. Well, Carol, you have a new book, and
yes.
It's called Cooking Up a Song, Voice
right.
Training and More. Tell me a little bit about this book. It looks like a cookbook when I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's
does.
The connection? What's the connection between cooking and singing?
Well, you know when music's really good, it cooks.
That's good. That
yeah,
is good.
And also, a lot of people that are, and it's really designed for the layperson in the church who is not going to be or hasn't been, isn't planning on being a voice major in college. So they're not, you know, really interested in going through that course. They're not called. That's just not their thing. But they love singing in the church choir. They may just want to really take the next step from where they are, say in the alto section, they might want to start doing some trios, duets, and even solos, and
mm-hmm.
they just want some answers, you know, where can I go from where I am now as a singer? I mean, it may be a person, you may not even be in the choir yet. You may want to, you know, you just love to sing around the house and doing the dishes and,
mm-hmm.
and singing with family, and it's just something you just love to do, and you want to know where you can go. Where's the next step? I love praising God. I know it says in heaven, make a joyful noise, and that's true. But while we're here, you know, if I want to share my gifts with other people,
yeah.
I really would love to know how I can make the sounds that I'm making and the message that's coming out of my mouth as clear as possible. If I'm going to be, you know, singing for yourself is one thing, but if you are actually ministering the gospel to
mm-hmm.
other people, then you want your words to be clear. You want the message to be clear. You want your face to reflect what's going on inside your heart and your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want all of those. And just, Carol, tell me how to do it. And tell me in ways that I can understand. And since I love to cook, too, I thought, well, you know, we won't call them voice lessons or practice. We'll call them recipes. And I've got some really good fundamental recipes, easy to understand, not using a lot of the music terms, but I do explain those.
Right.
But the actual descriptions are in simple lay terms, and it's designed to come alongside the music director, the worship pastor, because
mm-hmm.
they don't have time to give voice lessons in a choir rehearsal or a worship
yeah.
team rehearsal, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have time for that.
That's true.
So they're just trying to get the music. You know, we've got this Sunday, and we're trying to work 3 weeks ahead, and we've got specials for Easter and Christmas coming up, and the district council may be coming to our church, or
right.
all these different things. And so they're meeting those schedules, and they can pop in a few ideas along the way. But
mm-hmm.
my book will come alongside and really to support all the things that the director has been saying, and to get, you know, to really help that person move to their next step in wherever they want to go with their singing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting. I'm so excited about being able to share my voice workshops and just working with people who love the Lord so much and just love to express themselves through God's incredible gift of music.
Mm-hmm.
That is just awesome. Well, before I've got one more question, and then I know Sandra's full of some questions. Well, I'll probably have some other questions too, but one more before I let Sandra speak here. I was wondering because, and the reason I'm asking this question is because I've always wanted to sing. You know, that's not a gift that God's really given me. I love to worship the Lord in song, and I do that. But, you know, I make that joyful noise. So tell me, now, how can your book help someone like me who would like to be able to sing? I mean, can your book help someone like me that right now makes a joyful noise, but, you know, I'm not part of the choir, but can you get me to a point where I could possibly sing a song?
Well, let me tell you, this is the way I look at our gifts and singing in general. Okay, I am 5'2",
mm-hmm.
and I also, part of my testimony is the fact that I'm legally blind in my left eye. So I am probably not going to be hired by the NBA, you know, to be a member of some basketball team someplace.
Absolutely,
you know?
Not. You don't get to do that.
No, I don't think, you know, I don't think I have the aptitude for it. I'm sure they would agree with me. And so, I'm not going to be doing that. But if I'm at someone's backyard barbecue picnic or something and there's a basketball hoop in the driveway and they're just saying, hey, let's shoot some baskets for fun. Well, just because I don't have this tremendous aptitude to shoot baskets, doesn't mean that I can't participate and enjoy that on a non-professional basis, just for fun, no pressure. And I think that's the way singing is. I mean, we're not all going to be on the concert stage. We're not all going to be music majors in college, but we do have a voice box. Mm-hmm. Behind that lump in our throat called the Adam's apple, that bump in there, there's actually, you know, some vocal cords in there, and we have lungs. And you know what is so fabulous about singing and just the aerobic exercise of it? I mean, there are a lot of aerobics instructors that talk about deep breathing and the benefits of oxygenating your blood and all that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what singing does. It really, you really just get that oxygenation. It feels so good, and if you can go out and find a nice, pretty edge of a lake or river or some, or just sing out. We have, of course, the high mountains in California, the Sierra Nevada mountains, and it's just so much fun to just go out the edge of a big granite rock and just sing, you know, out to some open space. And it's fun to do that. Or at the edge of the ocean, you know, you might want to do that. And it's just a wonderful way to breathe in God's Holy Spirit and express ourselves. And, yes, my book will give you practical ways to develop your breathing and just tell you about this instrument that you have in your body and definitely show you ways, just like you got a guitar, and it shows you how to hold the guitar and how to tune up the strings. And my book will do the same thing for you as a singer.
Well,
and I can't guarantee you'll get hired, you know, by the, to sing, to sing on the concert stage, but you will enjoy and feel more comfortable at whatever level you are in your singing.
Though it would be fun if I were in the hills to sing like Julie Andrews.
Right.
The hills are alive.
Yeah.
In my head, I sound like her.
Exactly. In my head.
In my head, I sound exactly like her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the humor that you use in the book. I was looking at chapter 2 where you talk about watching a church choir sing, and you have the smilers and the ones with pleasant expressions. And then I like it where you talk about the ones who are intensely concentrating. And she says, you say if the congregation doesn't think you're enjoying yourself, they wouldn't enjoy what you're doing either. They may even pray for your healing.
That's true.
I thought that was really
cute. That is so true. They're more worried about your intense, you know, you just look so miserable up there, like, oh, I'm trying so hard. I've just got to get every note.
Right.
I am going to do this perfectly. I love God so much, and I am going to give it my all. I'm giving 110% here, you know. And people are watching you go, oh, my gosh. You
what's
know?
Wrong? Please, pray for his healing. So you use humor throughout the book, and you do the practice makes perfect.
Yeah,
and
I saw that, too. I like that.
And that looks to me like, as I was perusing the book, that looks to me like you giving people things to practice. Is that right?
Right. They're recipes, you know, but that's the way I present them. Uh-huh. Just a whole list. I remember in college, my voice teacher, I had actually six. So, and that doesn't say, you know, I had a really difficult time. And as we get into my testimony more, I'll share some more. But I almost did quit singing completely. So I had a lot of different voice teachers, a lot of confusion, didn't know the Lord at that time. So in during that time, I guess my point was the last voice teacher that I had after becoming Christian, she brought all the good things that the other people said all together. And so I learned quickly then. But what was my point?
We're talking about practice makes perfect.
Yes. So that's the idea, is that just the teacher that I really learned to sing with well had a whole list. She had one, just to listen, if that didn't work for you, well, let's try this idea and this idea. She had a long, long list of different ways to help me to understand, and that's what I've tried to put in there, is that, well, if you don't get that one, maybe this will make sense to you. And I think that has worked for a lot of people. I've been doing a lot of voice workshops in conjunction with the book, and it's been a great blessing.
Yay.
That's great. Well, Carol, one more thing I want to ask you, and then I would like for us to just to take a break and play one of your songs, if that's okay with you two ladies.
And you're going to surprise me, right?
Yes, I am.
I don't know which one it is.
But before we do that, I do want to tell our listeners that if you want to call in after we play this song, you can call 646-595-4187, and you can call in and say hello to Carol. I'm sure she'd like to talk to you. If you have any questions, she would love to hear from you. So that's 646-595-4187. One more real quick question before we play New Life by Carol Brewer. And that is, Carol, can this help? Do you have exercises in this book that help people who speak?
Well, yes, I do, because actually in Chapter 6 it's called Diction Delicacies. And so it really deals that one. Chapter 2 is dealing with how does your song or your presentation look on the outside.
Right.
So the whole Chapter 2 is all about walking, talking, what to do with your hands, what to do with facial expressions to support the message, whether it's singing message or a spoken message. So Chapter 2 definitely supports that. And Chapter 6 is a very interesting chapter where it really breaks down the English language into articulation. Singer's diction is different than speaking diction. But I think it's very informative. And actually my voice teacher that I had, the one after I came to the Lord, she's the person that said she actually learned the most from a speech therapist, more from a speech therapist than actually from other voice teachers on articulating just the way you hold your mouth. And I think there is a difference there, but I think it would be very informative because, of course, speaking diction is very imperative for people to understand what you're talking about.
Wonderful.
Exactly. And the way we breathe, too, because I know I can use some help in that area. That makes a difference.
Yes, and that really is the bottom line. When people are coming first to voice classes, they say, I need help with the breathing.
Yeah.
And I do have speakers that come in specifically also just because they're interested in developing that. But, yes, that breathing really helps. Relaxation, for one thing.
Right. That's
true. It does. Because I know this so clearly before I became a Christian and trying to sing in some student recitals as a voice major in college, I would just, it was like I could not get a deep breath of air. And so as a result, my singing, I would practically turn blue and fall over, and my knees weren't keeping very good time with the song I was trying to squawk out anyway. But I do remember being so miserable, and after coming to the Lord, I could just, it just like those chains across my chest were just broken, I could take a deep breath of air, and of course, I had the instrument in my body, but just was not able to use it correctly or use it to glorify the Lord. I didn't know Him, and after I knew Him, the Lord gave me a couple more, for you music people, a couple more octaves on my voice range.
Wonderful.
I was able, those notes were soaring out, and I didn't even, where are those coming from? It was such an incredible experience of being in God's presence and having just that release of all that tension and just thoroughly, enjoy. I was in joy, that is certainly true, just being able to really proclaim God's glory through this incredible gifts he gives us.
Yeah.
And my purpose was entirely different. It was for him. I already knew who I was, a child of the King.
Mm-hmm.
I had embraced that truth, and then I was just had the incredible freedom to rejoice and praise him.
Right.
Awesome.
Right.
And
it's hard to listen.
You do have quite a range on your voice. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, New Life by Carol Brewer. That's the name of her new CD, and it is the name of this first song we're going to play.
A new beginning, a fresh new start, another chance to change my heart. I'm a new creation, born of God, filled with His Spirit and love. New life, a new life. I've given Him my heart, and He's given to me a new and there's more pain, but Jesus is walking me through it again. His yoke is easy, His burden light, and I'm walking by faith, not by sight. Into life, a new life. I've given Him my heart, and He's given to me a new and I'm moving on. Through His eyes I clearly see, and those memories have no hold over me. Jesus gives me His strength, He gives
Life by Carol Brewer, the first song on her new CD called New Life. That is just awesome, Carol. God has anointed your voice. It is absolutely a God thing. I can tell that.
I just went to your website and I'm ordering one.
Oh, bless your heart.
I'm like, oh, my word.
I wrote that song over about maybe a period of 3 years or, you know, a few years, because that song was really just a testament to how God had brought me through a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking lately that there are new trials that we go through, but that renewing provision that He gives us, that over and over we can say that we have, it's a new day. It's constant. It's a living, God's word is living and breathing.
Yeah.
And that provision is just an ever-moving provision that moves with us. It's not like, well, I had that chance, and then it's, well, that was my chance and that was great, but no, it's that new chance, that second chance over and over again. And, you know, that's just, I believe when I came to the Lord, that truth that I embraced, that, you know, I'm a completely brand new person in
right.
Christ, that no more guilt or shame. Mm-hmm. Do I have to even think about that anymore, because I'm completely renewed in God's image. Mm-hmm. And even as Christians in our walk with the Lord, in this journey that we have here on earth, it's just that constant provision that we can draw on for that renewing and refreshment whenever we need it, which is every day, really, difficult world that we're living in.
It sure is. It is. You know, you have another song that's called I'm Walking With My Lord Today. Tell
yes.
us about that song.
Well, you just never know where you're going to get the inspiration for a song, and I got this one while scrubbing the bathtub. Yes, I did. You know, you just find it can just kind of get in a nice little swing and motion there. And, you know, it could have been I'm scrubbing with my Lord today. The walking was really good. So
yeah.
I hope you're blessed by it.
Well, I've listened to every one of them. I was blessed with all of them.
Oh, okay.
The whole CD is just awesome. And some the songs are a little bit different style, too. It's not like, I mean, you have to listen to the whole thing. You know,
well,
and
right,
and
it is. It is, because they're all my songs except for the spiritual, which is my arrangement. So I go to my piano and I'm thinking, well, I'm surely not going to be able to come up with another one here. You know, but God just keeps blessing me. I'll just play and mm-hmm. I'll get another idea and I'll work on that. I'm Walking With My Lord Today is a shuffle, kind of a shuffle, and it's great. And when I've done that, I always do it at women's retreats on Saturday morning, because it's so much fun, because everybody can get up and move to the song. I've even had conga lines in that song. It's been good. So it's really, and it's easy to remember, and I think it's a wonderful message, because yes, we are, and it's, you know, that I can feel His mighty power every time I pray. Well, I've asked Him in my heart, and He's come to stay, and I'm walking with my Lord today.
Oh,
so it's
awesome.
Easy to remember that, and when I that's why I love to do it at retreats and women's
yeah.
events, because I think, oh Lord, it'd be so wonderful if while they're driving home safely, you know, behind the wheel, we don't want them, you know, to get into
right.
it too much, because we want them to keep the car straight on the
right.
road and keep the gas pedal. You know, I do sing, I do go faster when I sing high notes in the car. That's just kind of the speedometer just kind of gets up a little.
I'm
you
sorry,
know.
Officer, I was singing at a high note.
Yes, I was doing a high C. I'm so sorry. But anyway, that's kind of how that works. But, you know, it's kind of fun with I'm Walking With The Lord Today, because it's something you could, you know, build your spirits up when you're driving on the way to work, and, oh,
mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm facing another day. You can put that song on, and it'll kind of get you shuffling in the door a little better.
That's the great thing about music. Music, it just sings to your very soul, and it ministers to your soul.
It does. Because, though, and I say that music is the breeze on which the gospel can soar.
I saw that in your book.
Yes,
I thought that was wonderful wording.
It is.
I like how you worded that.
Only God could come up with such a beautiful way for His message to permeate a hardened heart.
Right.
And I've experienced that so many times in inner city rallies and outreaches where the spoken word, you may not have attracted so many people into a park or into an area, but, you know, a good warm meal and then God's word on some music really is a wonderful way to prepare for people to hear than a spoken message and an invitation.
Yeah.
So music is very powerful.
Oh, powerful.
Okay.
It really is.
You know, that's why we always have, you know, the worship in our church. Before, of course, we're worshiping through the word as well, but you know, we always have the music before we have the word delivered through the pastor. I mean,
right.
it just prepares our hearts to receive
sure
the word.
Does. It sure does.
And also closes. It's a good way to close. Like, for instance, this Sunday at our home church, I'll be closing the service or just before the last prayer. But
right.
I've chosen a song that I will help, you know, support.
Yeah.
Our pastor's wonderful message this Sunday, and so that is a real
that's
privilege
awesome.
To be able to do either open before the message, it prepares the hearts that way, and also, or to close, because again, it just adds a lot, you know, could add more. I don't see how I could add any more credence to our pastor's wonderful message, but it will be a way for them to consider and reflect on what he has just said, you know,
sure,
in a beautiful musical way.
I think of it as adding another dimension, because people learn in different ways. And so when you have different layers to a service, you're going to touch everybody at where they, where it really strikes at their heart. And music is one of those layers. So.
Well, it's God's, it's a great gift of communication.
It sure is. It sure is.
And I'm, isn't it just incredible? And we're watching, you know, on in the news and everywhere that the Pope is going, you know, there's it's there's music right in there with his message. And so yes, it's truly from Old Testament times. You just read all about how God's people praised him all through their relationship with him, all through the years, all through times of creation, you know.
True.
And God breathed over from the very beginning when he created. He breathed over the earth, you know, in his breath.
Yeah, his breath.
So
very,
he gave us,
Well, I think you have an interesting testimony. I was reading what you sent us, and then I was in your website, and would you share some of your testimony with us?
Well, thanks. It's incredible how the Lord allows things in our lives, but in all of us, we all have our different journeys that we walk. No two thumbprints are alike. No two journeys are alike. Mine, in my situation, God allowed this to happen. I don't believe he caused it to happen, but I was a forceps baby. That's probably the reason why I was born legally blind in my left eye and then cross-eyed because of the weakened muscle and damaged muscle on the left side. And it wasn't until I was in elementary school, kindergarten, that I learned early on that I didn't look quite the same as the other boys and girls in my school. And before that, I really wasn't so much aware of the disability because I was mostly with adults, and so I didn't have other children looking at me. But when I got into school and they reacted to me, you know, by just my outward appearance, and they reacted in a different way than they reacted when they looked at some of the cute girls that were standing next to me. Now, all this was before Cookie Monster became popular.
You needed that Cookie Monster.
I did. No blue hair, nothing. You know, I was just brunette. So there I was in school, and they'd come up to me, and they'd kind of react to the fact that my left eye was stuck in the corner all the time.
Right.
You know, and it looked funny, and then the ones that didn't feel good about themselves.
Right.
And there were those, and I realize now that's what it was, because not everyone made fun of me, but there were some that just sort of tore into me verbally, you know, with name-calling, and really there to be pitied, because they didn't feel good about themselves, and people, there's sort of a hierarchy. You know, well, at least I'm not one of those, you know, or something, you know, and because I've worked a lot with developmentally disabled adults, and at least, and I know sometimes people will react, well, at least I'm not this, or at least I'm not that. It's sort of, everybody has to feel a little bit better, the people that don't feel secure about themselves. And those children that were making fun of me definitely didn't feel good about themselves, but I didn't know it. And those names they called me became pretty much who I felt I was, even if my parents and their friends were telling me what a cute little girl I was. Nah, I knew better because my peers were telling me this and that.
Yeah.
And I didn't get my eye straight until I was 9 and 11.
Wow.
So I had my left eye straightened through surgery when I was 9, and then my right eye 2 years later at 11 to operate it on to go in sync with the left. Now, my husband Jan says I'm still out of sync, but at least my eyes are straight.
That's good.
But, you know, even though my eyes were straightened on the outside, my heart wasn't on the inside.
Right.
And all those barriers had been built up, and it wasn't. And then I auditioned for my high school musical because it seemed to me that people that got on a platform, whether they were speaking or doing drama or doing music, if they did well, they would get all kinds of positive strokes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, American Idol or whatever, you know, they're watching.
Right.
And so it would be a wonderful thing if I could get up there and people would like me. Wow, that was a great dream that I had, is that people would like me, because I just felt so unlovable, and so I knew I was capable, but I just didn't think people liked me, even though my eyes were straight on the outside.
Yeah.
So I auditioned, and I did get the lead in my high school musical.
Yeah.
I wondered what I had done, because I didn't think I had done very well, but I got the lead, and I thought, oh, here's the ticket, because I was getting those kinds of compliments I was looking for, like, oh, you should get out there, oh, you should sing more,
right.
And so I thought, okay, I'll be a music major in college. I had a great plan. I'll be a music major, do my senior recital, graduate, go to Broadway, become a star, and then people will like me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What a great plan.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Let's see, about 6 different voice teachers, almost quit singing completely.
Mm-hmm.
That low self-esteem was coming through so strongly.
Right.
I just would be petrified, as I said, heart transplant from my heart to my chest to my throat, just pounding in there. And one time I did a student recital, and about 3 people clapped when it was over, but that was because it was over. And I just was miserable, you know, wondering what I'm doing. I just wanted people to like me, and I wasn't doing Italian arias very well, and all of these things I had to do. I was confused, but God placed me there because there were some good friends who were Christians. They're still Christians. That's good. And they were there sharing about God's unmerited love, and that he and that you don't get points added on in heaven and then get them erased if you don't do well. That price had already been paid for me, and I just did not understand that for the longest time. And they said, no, you know, it's a free gift. It's God has already done it all for you, and you just received that gift with gratitude, and then he will fill you with his presence. And I just didn't understand. And then the Lord said, well, you know, I'm going to send this guy that she's really going to pay attention to, and his name was Jan Brewer, and Jan Brewer was the best drummer in the music department, and he was just, and so he got my attention. He used to date my girlfriend too, and this is where he unplugged my microphone. If he's running sound for me, but you know, Jan took me to a rally, and it was at the Cal Expo racetrack. You know what a spiritual place that was. But Leighton Ford was there, and Leighton Ford's on the Billy Graham team, and Leighton Ford gave an incredible message. I went with Jan, straw hat, sunglasses, incognito, because I just thought, well, I'll check one of these Christian things out one time. It would be interesting to see. I could go with Jan, which would be good, because my other friends were inviting me. I wasn't interested. But now I could go with Jan, and we could sit way up on the top, and I could check this out. Maybe I could even write a paper about it.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Carol,
be open-minded.
Carol, I hate
to interrupt
you here, but
we've
just got about a minute and a half left, and I want to make sure that people know how they can get your New Life CD. You do have other music CDs also, right, as well?
Yes, thanks.
And also your new book, Cooking Up a Song, Voice Training and More. So how can they get these items?
Well, thanks so much. Yes, I came to the Lord. I came to the Lord that night at that Cal Expo racetrack, and since then God has just blessed me, blessed my husband. We're married. We've been married quite a while now, and serving God, and through these projects. We have a website, www.carolbrewer.com, CarolBrewer, and you can find out about my speaking topics for women. I have the King and I Women's Retreat and Choosing Life in the Victory Garden, all those, and you can find out more about my ministry through the website.
Well,
I'm sorry, we have to cut.
This is Carol Brewer, she is the author of Cooking Up a Song, Voice Training and More, and her new CD is New Life. And we're going to close our show tonight. Thank you for all listening. And we're going to close with another one of her songs called Because He Loves Me by Carol Brewer.
Carol, thank you for joining us.
Because he loves me. Blog Talk Radio.
Carol, thank you so much for being